Coming up, we're killing zombies and answering your questions from the Ball Volley Studio in Orlando, Florida. This is the Universal Edition of the Disunplugged. This is episode 150 of the Disunplugged Universal Edition. The Disunplugged Universal Edition is brought to you by Dreams Unlimited Travel, experts at helping you plan the perfect universal vacation. Visit them on the web at www.dreamsunlimitedtravel.com. Hello, everyone. Welcome to this week's episode of the Disunplugged Universal Edition. I am your host, Sean, and today I am joined alongside by my co-host and best friend, Ed.
Yeah, boy!
Okay, and that's where we drop this now. Okay, so yeah, it is only a couple days until we get to Halloween. Less than half a week left. And so this is our second annual, I guess, because we didn't do this 2 years ago. I think the first year it happened, JL dressed up, and she was the only one that dressed up.
I think I was wearing Spider-Man pajamas.
Were you?
Yeah, I feel like I brought my onesie to work that day.
Oh, I did not remember that. I just remember she dressed up as Velma.
She had the wig and the dress and the thing on.
Yeah, she was the only one.
Scooby-Doo. She should have let me know. Yeah. Ahead of time.
Yeah, you see? And then last year, of course, you remember our very awkward and disturbing appearance as the cast of Home Improvement, specifically Tool Time.
I don't think so, Tim.
No, throwing it back. And this year, we were now that we're down to a duo, we were looking at some of the iconic duos. Of course, stuff like Bill and Ted came up, especially considering all the news this year. And we ended up settling on a Universal horror movie, though. Yes, that's right. We are, for those of you who are listening and not watching, you don't know what we're talking about, but I will break the fourth wall right now. We are dressed up as Sean and Ed from Shaun of the Dead. So, of course, I will be your host, Sean, today, and Rhino will be Ed.
I didn't bring us our Cornettos,
yes,
ice cream things. I was going to stop on
you
the
didn't
way.
Do that.
Well, they don't sell them here,
no.
But I was going to get us a Nestle cone.
I left my cricket bat at home. You left your shovel back at home.
Oh, man. There's a record on the wall. I was going to take that record and hold that up, but I can't. I feel like mine was easier because I already kind of look like Ed. I feel like he's like the chubbier. His hair's like mine. I could have shaved my beard a little bit more than I did, but I was afraid of what lies beneath.
I had to shave into a goatee.
Your wife's thrilled.
I had to do it after she left for work, and then I will be going full shaved off after this is finished. But yeah, I will say the looks I was getting on 408 driving with a bloody shirt in my... Yeah, window.
Explains why the highway was so slow getting here.
Yeah, that would explain it. Last year, you know, we kind of kept up the shtick for the entire episode. Here's the thing. I don't know what has happened, but over time, my fake British accent, which was never good to begin with, let me just tell you, it has evolved into a just straight up Australian accent. And I'm sure that you already heard that in the intro when I just kept, I think I slipped in a g'day without even knowing.
It was like that scene in Mrs. Doubtfire where he's like, oh, where are you from? And she's like, oh, all around. Oh, because your accent's a little muddled. Well, so's your tan.
that's exactly what
I always think about
whenever
somebody does the fake British accent.
But no, it's slipping. So I'm not even going to try. I considered it, kept going back and forth on it. I can't do it. So we're dressed up. It's fun. It's visual. We're going to answer some questions. Actually, we got there was a lot of confusion about the questions and what to actually ask us. A lot of people sent in Halloween related questions, which I do appreciate.
I love Halloween.
Yeah, no, I love it too. And then we got some just random ones to fill it out. So we're just going to answer probably about 6 or 7 questions here. See how long it's going to take us. If we kind of like brush through them, we'll maybe answer a couple more, but let's go ahead and just jump in on these questions. And the first one is going to be coming from Mr. Steven. I'm not gonna say your last name because, well, You deserve your privacy. But Steven says, if money weren't an object and you could nail the look perfectly, what would your dream costume be? Also, assuming we get a replacement show for Bill and Ted, would you prefer it be based on another intellectual property for Universal to make its own concept and or for Universal to make its own concept and characters? Go.
I didn't really... Can you repeat the last part of the question?
Assuming we get a replacement show for Bill and Ted, yeah. Would you prefer it to be based on another IP or for Universal to make its own concept and characters?
Isn't Bill and Ted a Universal movie?
No, it is not a Universal movie.
Oh, weird. Okay. First of all, my dream costume, I don't know. I mean, I already have... I mean, it's not perfected yet, but, I got that Power Ranger suits. And so, those cost money and take time to put together. So, another one or a better one, perhaps? Or, I don't know. I always want different costumes. I love playing dress-up. That sounds weird. I love dressing up. I don't know. Right now, I kind of want that Thor costume with the helmet from Thor Ragnarok. But that's a tough one for me because any day of the week, I want something else. I want a really cool, maybe Finn from The Force Awakens. Mm. I don't know. Or a Poe. I know. I'm done with that part. Yeah. I don't know that I want them to replace the show with something else because I'd rather just keep being Bill and Ted. Do I want another show? I want some other form of substitute entertainment. You always want them to add. You don't want them to subtract. I think it should be – I don't know. We talked about this last week, how much we love the Elvira show. I love anything that's like a pop culture, pokes fun at pop culture. Yeah. So it's kind of be – I know that doesn't really have anything to do with Halloween, but it kind of does because if you think about it, everyone's wearing – Halloween, you're dressing up. You're wearing what's trending in pop culture that year. You know, the big superhero? You know, is it Power Rangers, Thor? Is it Spider-Man? You know, whatever. And it's like – I don't know.
Yeah, I'm – the hard part about it is – what they would replace Bill and Ted with in terms of another show in that sort of variety, to me, it almost has to be intellectual property based. It's no knock on Universal. I would put the same knock on Disney because, it's very difficult to come up with a unique concept and actually have great execution.
One
on
that
it.
Holds, too, yeah. for years. Because you got to think Bill and Ted, the formula for Bill and Ted has been more or less successful for 26 years. So.
Yeah. I mean, look at how easy it is to get an original movie made anymore. It's yes, if you do it as an independent project, yeah, but...
I think you meant difficult.
We all know what I meant by that. It's very hard to come up with an original concept and actually have it stick and work that it can come back year after year after year. So I think intellectual property would have to be the way to go. If this Bill and Ted third movie that keeps getting buzz right now actually ends up happening, I feel like Universal's just going to be kind of sitting there shaking its head on that one.
If there is another show next year, let's make it. Let's just stay in that 80s. Let's get a Back to the Future. Let's Marty show up in the DeLorean, and then him and Doc are the new hosts of the show.
Hey, that would be fun too. And as for my dream costume, I'll just throw it in. It's not actually a dream costume, but a funny quip. Kylie and I went to the Halloween party last Friday night, and we wanted to go dressed up together, and I gave her the choice of what we could be, and I kind of said some of the easier couples costumes, and then I settled on her favorite cartoon, which was Calvin and Hobbes.
I saw the photo.
Yeah, well,
she said Tigger and Girl.
Well, that ended up being the problem. Apparently, when you dress up like a tiger at
an
Disney,
orange tiger.
An orange tiger, everyone just assumes that you're Tigger, and it was relentless the entire night. It's stand closer to Tigger, get closer to Tigger, and I just nope. This is the last time I ever tried to do anything nice, but that was a fun costume. So it only cost so much money because it was just paint on a T-shirt.
Those are the best costumes sometimes.
It's a joke, because just paint.
Oh, I see what you did there.
Paint on
this
a shirt.
This was an iron-on.
Okay. Moving on, Christine Forsyth asks, whoops, just gave away your last name. Not horror fans, but we're seriously considering attending Halloween Horror Nights for possible low crowds in Diagon Alley. Have you been in Diagon Alley during Halloween Horror Nights? What's your experience? Thanks. Love the show.
No.
Oh, you've never been?
Mm-mm.
Okay, I have been. It's been a place to, if on a super, super busy night, that's when I'll use Diagon Alley as an escape. Not very often. Yes, it is a little bit slower, but on an average HHN night, Diagon Alley's relatively dead, but anymore, Diagon Alley's not like constantly congested in the daytime. Like, if you want the nighttime experience in it, yeah, that's absolutely the best way to do it during Halloween Horror Nights, especially on a slower night. But if you're talking like a night where all the houses are like 90 minutes, 2 hours long, chances are Gringotts is going to have like a 45-minute wait as well, and Diagon Alley is going to be swarmed. Mm. So you have to decide what you're really looking for. If you're looking for low crowds at night, you might be able to get just as decent if you go in like the last 2 hours that the park's open, but what I would suggest is still maybe give it a shot. Just in terms of not being horror fans, maybe do HHN, and at least you get an idea for what the scare zones are like. Maybe that'll start to turn you around on and say, you know what, I'm not a fan of horror itself, but I might be a fan of this event.
That's kind of how it happened for me. I like eased into it because of team member preview. They'd go and I wouldn't really do any houses. I'd watch Bill and Ted. I'd see the scare zones. And 1 year I did a house. And then the next year I did like two houses. And then I was forced to do it all working here. And now I'm like, oh, now I'm a frequent fear pass holder.
I know. Things just evolve like that. So the next question comes from Eli Grimes. Oops, gave away your last name again.
You're terrible.
I'm just
this.
On this now.
Well, the first person's name was McPhail, because I feel like they're not getting out of this either.
Yeah.
And also their name's McPhail. I actually kind of love your last name.
Awesome, awesome. So Eli asks, what Universal horror movie or franchise do you think would make a good ride or attraction that hasn't been done?
A horror movie?
Yeah.
I don't know. That's a tough one. I think actually a classic Monsters ride would be kind of cool. Like now that we've done that log ride and the flume ride in Knott's Berry Farm, and how like seeing like kind of what can be done with a Halloween themed attraction. I was like, that was the best thing ever. And I think maybe it'd be cool because you could go through like black and white movies and then into when they shifted into color, and you could have like animatronics or characters or effects happening. It might be cool to just kind of do like a, you know, like a Dracula, Wolfman creature, all that kind of stuff. That'd be neat.
No, it absolutely could be neat. I think that, you know, a lot of times when we do these kind of like blue sky questions, it always comes back to, we'd love to see a dark ride. Like, I'd love to see a dark ride of the Leica animated pieces. And I'd like to see a dark ride. I think at one point in time, we even said a dark ride of like the history of SNL. It always goes back to dark rides. And I agree that a dark ride on classic monsters, like literally, that is old haunted house spook houses.
Like their version of the Haunted Mansion.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's something that would just fit in. That's what those classic ones that were run down by carnivals. You had vampires. You had all these not Universal monsters. So I think that it would obviously fit in there. Circling back around, I just realized that there is a comedic duo that could also host a Universal show at Halloween time.
Wayne's World.
Well, no, fit more in the Halloween spirit.
Elvira? No. Us? Oh, we should host the show. I see.
Well, like, no, Sean and Ed.
Oh, yeah.
That would be
you just
actually
said it wasn't a Universal show. Universal thing. Oh, you said IP. No. Okay, I got lost here.
No, I did. I said it's something that could replace Bill and Ted. That still uses a Universal characters that are actually based around a horror movie and not just a time travel movie.
Shaun of the Dead is Universal. Bill and Ted is not.
Yes.
There it is. Okay.
There we go. We are back on track with that. I would like to see them do something with, even if it was just like a house where Shaun and Ed are going through killing zombies.
I think, that's what immediately when we started this, that was when my brain started turning, where I was like, oh, wouldn't it be fun if next year's like kind of funny, scary house was Shaun of the Dead?
Yeah, I think that would be.
It would actually be Baby Driver.
Hey, that could also be scary. There's lots of ways to work that around. I was thinking more because there is another question here that I couldn't find. Where was it at? Oh, there it was. It was from Alex Zapata. I don't know which one.
Still
you say
saying
it
the
is.
Last names, huh?
Still saying. I'm full board on it now. Alex says, I would like to know which horror movie do you think should be a house in the upcoming Halloween Horror Nights, old or recent movie? I think Shaun of the Dead is absolutely a shoo-in.
Well, that would be my answer.
Yeah. Something that needs to happen. But I think maybe one of the things that I would like. Oh,
I love that movie.
No, that's actually a really good choice.
One of those rarities where I don't like the director's cut as much as the original, but I love that. I think if you haven't seen that movie, that is always like my go-to. Like, it's a phenomenal. Michael J. Fox is amazing in that movie. It is the movie that got Lord of the Rings made, and it's got Elliot's mom from E.T. in it as well as a crazy lady.
Yeah. I mean,
ghosts.
Goose. Yeah, no, I mean, there's also other shoo-ins that would work perfectly next year. The recently released The Snowman, which based on the reviews, it must be the scariest movie that's been released this year. Oh, that's a burn. Or Tom Cruise's Mummy movie, again. Not happy reviews, mostly scary reviews.
That house, I mean, I know they did it in L.A., but they could do the house with, like, all the clowns is, like, their thing. They were doing clowns all the time.
Yeah, and that's where I
beep, beep.
I saw the movie. I've listened to most of the audiobook, obviously. I've seen the miniseries. And I am actually anti-bringing anything It into Halloween Horror Nights. I don't think it has a place in there.
What?
I just don't think it.
The new one is about like deep rooted fears.
Yes, it is about deep rooted fears, but it just, we already have a clown for Halloween Horror Nights.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying. We've branded our
clown,
own thing.
Yeah. And even when Jack hasn't been around, you're right. They always do clowns in some way.
But it
whether
is an original.
It's the whether it's the chainsaw gang that's walking through Springfield this year, years back when they had Giggles and Gore.
Yeah, Giggles and Gore.
Clowns are always have a presence pretty much at Halloween Horror Nights in some capacity. And I just don't think bringing it in, that's just adding an extra layer in. And I'm concerned about the issue that we see through all our houses because we don't use a single solitary mask.
What?
Like Hollywood uses instead of having scare like the let's take Ash for instance. Yeah. They don't have a bunch of guys that just kind of look similar to Ash like ours does. They just put everyone in basically it looks like a Michael Myers, William Shatner mask just like kind of paint around to it to kind of make the character. In some situations it does work. In other ones I don't think it works at all. And that's why I brought up Ash, because that specifically is one. With it, I don't think they could nail the look every single...
Of Pennywise?
Yeah. I don't think they could do that.
What about Stranger Things? Not spooky enough?
No,
the
I don't,
season's
I don't
supposed
think
to
that's...
be horror movie based.
And maybe once the new season comes out, there's enough between
you're
the two
to this
seasons.
Today, it's tomorrow.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
Yeah. So maybe if there is enough between the first and second season to add in something.
I'm thinking you go in the upside down and then it's kind of.
Yeah.
It's all interpretive from there.
No, exactly. It could be like a Insidious going into the further situation and just getting a little vague with what's actually happening. So I do see that as a possibility. I think there's also there needs to be a little bit more lightheartedness in Halloween Horror Nights. And I think that's what I'm kind of left with this year besides Ash. I feel like the event is very.
It's taking itself. It's going. It's like. Like, I like the original Saw movie. I like the first three. Like, I like them as being creative and different than other horror movies that we had seen at that time. And then they took kind of that that turn almost into that torture stuff where it was, and it like took itself too seriously. Yeah. That's how I feel this event is going into that really dark, twisted, where you're like, I like it dark, but I also want to laugh at myself too, you know?
Yeah.
Some stuff can be, the more ridiculous stuff, like Ash vs. the Evil Dead, is the stuff I like a lot more. And I'm not saying that's a better house. I'm not saying every house has to be funny, but I know what you're saying. Like the Pumpkin Eater in Hollywood.
Yeah,
like, didn't take itself seriously.
Yeah, you can still get the scares in without having it to try to be like the scariest thing you've ever done. And
not everything needs to smell like poop.
Yeah, I don't know. Something I just feel like maybe it needs a bit more balance in terms of opportunities to laugh. I mean, granted, some people do get scared so much that all they can do when they leave the house then is laugh, and that's a fun aspect of it.
I think another good example is Trick or Treat. It's like I love that movie, but it's also like it's classic oriented. It's oriented in like old, you know, fairy tales or folklore, and so like you kind of going through an area and like kids are trick or treating and it's pumpkin, but it's also a little twisted. Like I like. Like right there, that's the sweet spot.
Yeah, and I do think that will probably make the jump into a house in the next year or two.
Oh, that would be
kind of
cool.
Kind of similar to like Bayou of Blood turned into Dead Waters this year, and a few years back in Hollywood, La Llorona was La Llorona there. I believe it started as a scare zone, went into a house, and then they brought it here as a house. I could be wrong on that. It might have just been a house there, then a house here, but I'm pretty sure it started as a scare zone there. So with Trick or Treat, I think there's enough meat and potatoes in there to do a full-fledged house based on the character. They have the costumes now, so now let's just take it to the next level with that. But yeah, for me, it needs a little bit more goofy, opportune moments to laugh, because I feel like it's not
a little more Krampus, a little more Ash, a little more Trick or Treat, a little more
of
that,
just a little bit more of that. So let's continue on to the next question. This one comes from this one comes from Barry John. After taking part in many events over the past years, what would you look at adding to improve the event, i.e. character interactions or making rides? I don't know. I'm going to skip this question. I feel like this one it started off being like it could be about Universal, and now it's kind of going back to Disney. So, pass. I'm passing on this one. Sorry, Barry John. I should have screened this ahead of time. We're going to move on to David. No, already did David Fuller. Here it is. Otto. Haunted Mansion Holiday gets a makeover in a Halloween makeover in Disneyland. What ride at Universal should get a Halloween makeover?
Well, the Harry Potter stuff, but that'll never happen. So it has to be in studios. Men in Black would be a fun one. Because it would be cool, because I think it would be neat if you were like, it was Ghosts and Goblins. Like, I feel like how Monsters After Dark had kind of the layover done to it in California. Like, they could do a similar Men in Black Monsters on the Loose or something like that. You know, like something where it's Halloween and you have to go through New York City or something.
Yeah.
Like that.
I mean,
Simpsons. Hello.
Well, that's exactly what I was going to say. Yeah. My number one and number two are simulator attractions. The first one would be Simpsons. I think it would be so easy for them to create a new. I mean, they only have 28 Treehouse of Horror episodes to pull from.
All you have to do, is show the clips from those for the ride, and then like maybe dress it up inside a little bit. You'd be closed for like 2 weeks.
Yeah, I think there is some potential to be able to do that. The other one that I think would also be an easy fit would be to do Despicable Me, Minion Mayhem, and kind of give that a bit of a Halloween.
I think there is like a Minion short film that was about trick-or-treating or something like that. Maybe. Oh. I feel like I've seen Minions dressed up in Halloween costumes before.
Yeah, I
might be making it up, but I think that would be kind of a cool,
family
friendly one.
Exactly. It would add like something that I think it would only be during the daytime. I wouldn't have it open at Halloween Horror Nights, but I would definitely
do it. Throw some pumpkins in the big house window, put some spider webs up.
Exactly. Yeah. Groot's celebrating the first Halloween with the girls, and they're going all out for it, and they're doing something like that. I feel like that would be a really easy makeover to do that would be really, really fun.
Yeah.
And that's just my opinion on that. The other thing I could say is maybe add in new effects to something like The Mummy, kind of like Ghost Galaxy does. Maybe add a special soundtrack for Halloween that's even spookier.
A lot of whoos.
Yeah, just something little. But I think the two that really would be ripe for a Halloween makeover that would be very easy to accomplish would be doing The Simpsons ride or Despicable Me.
I think, honestly, The Simpsons it could be, like, I don't want to say missed opportunity right now, because essentially, like, think about how much they must make in merchandise from that alone.
Yeah.
Like, so release some Treehouse of Horror merchandise. You know, you've got the overlay. That merchandise is going to pay for the overlay, you know? Like, get the soundtrack going out there. Like, it works so well.
Yeah,
have some Halloween themed treats inside of Moe's or something. I don't know.
I mean, the difficulty in there comes with the licensing. I'm not sure how easy it is.
Oh, that's true, because it's not like Universal. Yeah. So it's not like Universal head honcho can be like, do it.
Exactly.
It's Fox, right?
Yeah, they'd have to definitely work together, and then especially with Matt Groening on that one. So that is difficult, but again, Despicable Me. You could do it no easy. Do it. Just do it. Stop just wasting
it.
Time.
Just Shia LaBeouf just says do it. Just do it.
Just do it. That's okay. So now we are going to move on to doing a couple more questions here, and let me figure out which one. This is going to be like a half question, half serious question, half kind of rant. Jen Roberts. One of our best contributors that we love, as what is your favorite Universal Halloween snack? Does Universal go all out with special themed holiday food? What I'm really saying is, please let there be the biggest, raddest, spooktacular holiday cupcake to rival all Disney themed cupcakes. And the first thing I have to say about that is, if you've listened to me ever before talking about Disney cupcakes, you know how much I hate Disney cupcakes. It is the cheapest, easiest way for them to say, oh, we're doing something special, let's put out a cupcake. It's not unique anymore. Everyone does cupcakes, and they do them way better than Disney.
I was just gonna say, I was
doing them better.
The thing is, you can get a much more creative and better done cupcake, like, just down the street. Yeah. You know what I mean? Now they've got sprinkles down at Disney Springs, or you know, Plug for Jelly Cakes. You know, like, she does like Worms and Dirt and Ghosts, and she always comes up with these really cool Halloween ones. And I was like, Disney, when they release it, they put the fondant, the printable fondant sticker on top of a piece of chocolate and put it on the cupcake.
It's sloppy and it's lazy. And I'm glad that Universal doesn't go all in on this same aspect on that. However,
they started doing the theme stuff this year because we did the drinks.
Yeah, a little bit. So they kind of tiptoed through the tulips and with the drinks. And obviously, every event that they have, they have to have the Twisted Tater. This year, Pizza Fries made their debut.
Pizza Fries.
You know,
did you see the guy who tweeted at us about he made the pizza fries at home, but he did it with tater tots?
Ooh.
And I was like, you, sir, you and that's I can actually, be best friends.
That's actually smarter. I think it would be a better consistency.
It's like a hash.
Yeah. I mean, I'd like to try it with waffle fries, too, though.
Let's just do all three. Let's not kid ourselves.
We need to really do a good taste test on this
one. Strips in. But anyway,
But no, so I think that Universal, the issue that we've been having is we want to do more snack reviews at Universal, but they definitely lack in the uniqueness department on that.
For sure.
I think they nail specialty beers and coming up with stuff like butter beer, and they do a lot of service in Harry Potter.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But throughout the rest of the park, no. So unfortunately, my favorite Halloween snack does have to end up being pizza fries, which they're not overtly Halloween-y.
They're just something that's offered during Halloween.
Yeah. So this is a place where Universal could definitely step it up a little bit. The next question comes from Eric Villalobos. I don't know if I'm saying this right. If you had to retheme Toon Lagoon with an intellectual property Universal doesn't already own, what would you retheme it as? How about an IP they don't have? So Toon Lagoon Makeover, something.
Now my mind is so set on it being pets that I can't think about it as anything else. Another Ninja Turtles? Power Rangers? Nickelodeon-themed television shows.
I am... That's tough. Toon Lagoon is a very big section, and whatever would replace it, I think, would have to be worthy of it. And at this point, for me, Secret Life of Pets, if that would ever replace it, I don't think it's strong enough anymore. It's unless there's a sequel coming. There is a sequel.
There's a sequel, yeah.
But the first, after seeing it in theaters, I wasn't overly impressed with it. Letting some time in, watched it again on Netflix, was even less impressed by it.
It's not it doesn't have rewatchability for me.
Yeah, it brings in the family oriented aspect that I think they would be hoping for, but not really a big hit. I really hate that Kong had to be just plopped right in the middle of those two, because I feel like Jurassic Park having a bigger expansion.
I was going to say, I would love
have been
a
better
modern Jurassic World expansion.
Yeah, I think that would have been something that I would have loved to have seen if it wasn't for the fact that Kong was just plopped right down in there. I think more Jurassic World would have done well, but you know, it's really tough right now. I just don't know what else to put in. My creativity levels on it are like dwindling, so I'm hoping there's some people at Universal Creative who are definitely like stepping up their game with imagining what can actually go in these spaces, because they're filling the gap on Terminator. They're probably going to do something with Shrek, which will probably be similar to what they're doing out in Hollywood
Star Trek.
With their movie.
That's what I want. Star Trek. Something Star Trek themed. I want Star Trek. I like Star Trek.
I know Star Trek has a big fan base, but it's
also got 50 years worth of material that you can pull from.
Yeah, well, Doctor Who has a huge fan base and a long-running thing, too, but I don't know how it would really fit in a theme. I mean, see, something like Doctor Who, I think, would actually fit better at Universal because of the large fan base from Britain. And
I'd be okay with it.
Travels
imagine
there,
going
so.
Through the door of the TARDIS to get into, and then it opens up into the bigger. It's bigger on the inside. Yeah. The land is bigger on the inside.
But then again, his Doctor Who became a thing that Americans have just rightfully adopted and stolen from the British, and now they don't care about it anymore. I don't know.
I'm done with this question.
Anytime I talk to British people, they don't talk about their love of Doctor Who. So, but I meet an American at least once a month who loves Doctor Who.
I love Doctor Who.
I know. Lots of people do. So, Troy James asks, is the 5-day ticket offered on Universal website also offered at the gate? I know it would be $20 more per ticket, but I would be purchasing for another family with my annual pass for a 15% discount. Troy?
I have no idea.
I have bought tickets there before, and I haven't ever had an issue getting the ticket that I wanted at the gate.
I was just going to say,
match
I
up
think
with
they'll
it.
Sell you whatever ticket they can at the gate. I think they'll sell you any ticket.
Yeah, they'll sell you whatever's available. It's just, as you pointed out, it's more expensive if you buy it at the gate, except in your case, because you have the annual pass discount. That is definitely the way to go with it. Because, you know, I think 15 on a 5-day ticket, I didn't do the math in my head, so I apologize. But I believe, as you kind of pointed out, 15% is going to be a lot better of a deal than $20 off online. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to end with two questions. A quick one first. John Gregory says, how soon will Kids Zone close after Halloween Horror Nights to make way for Nintendo construction? Beats me at this point now, because every person that I had that was in and around that area was saying that it was going to be closed in June. And then once June came and went, they kind of skirted around it and did the, well, you know, because Dragons is closing and other stuff's rumored to be closing. That just kind of came and went. So at this point now, I think we're working on we're working on a day-to-day basis on it. When Universal pulls the trigger, they'll probably give us about 2 months' notice, like they've been doing for everything else. So we will see what happens. I can't imagine it will be, though, until after the holidays, because and even then, once you have Mardi Gras rolling around, they're using a lot of the parade building area back there for events, too. So it's Nintendo will definitely cause a cluster, regardless when construction starts. So now we're going to finish up with the last question. This was a fun one. This goes back to that lightheartedness that we were talking about just a little bit before. Eric, again, I still cannot pronounce your last name, but you had two good questions, and you get rewarded with another one. Do you think a 3D Scooby-Doo house for HHN would work? He really wants one.
I know Eric.
Oh, you know Eric?
Yeah, you know Eric, too. You've met Eric. He worked at our Diz event at Diagon Alley.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, I didn't know his last name.
Yeah, I don't know how to say it, but I know what it is, yeah. Anyway, what did he ask? Sorry.
Do you think a 3D Scooby-Doo house for Halloween Horror Nights would work?
I have already said how much I hate 3D houses, but I would think if they took James Gunn's original rated R Scooby-Doo movie and plopped it into a house, I would dig it.
No,
you don't want it?
I disagree with that. I'd say take the characters you meet during the day and put them in a house with the dumbest looking ghosts, just like in the TV show that.
Ooh.
In the original cartoon, and just do a lot of people
ripping the masks off as you walk through.
Exactly. Do something with that. Just make it like one of those head scratchers. Like, you know, there's moments. The light's going off. They're jumping out at you. But overall, you're just like, is this really happening right now?
It would be kind of cool if it followed an actual plot, too. Like, it was a mystery that you're learning as you go through the house, and they solve it at the end. So if it was an original mystery, a house that told an actual story.
Because then there's the opportunity for sequel houses in the future.
Yeah.
It could be
Scrappy-Doo involved?
Absolutely not. No, Scrappy-Doo should never be involved. We're talking the Fab Five of Scooby-Doo.
Okay.
And just that. And I actually like it. Actually, taking it another step forward, adding in an interactive element like a flashlight at one of the Knott's mazes, something like that.
Universal, steal the Knott's stuff.
steal that idea. Do a Scooby-Doo house where you go through with only a flashlight, and that's how you make it a little bit creepier and not just over-the-top goofy the entire way through. And then you add an extra element in. And I don't know if they still have a friendship with Hanna-Barbera anymore since Hanna-Barbera has been removed from the parks and stuff. But if they do, that is, I mean, well, clearly the characters are still meeting and greeting.
I was just going to say, it's like
I forgot 2 minutes after talking about it, but I'm all bored on this Scooby-Doo idea. I want flashlights, and I want to be coming around the corner, and you have like this Scooby.
Whoa! And like, who's got like the big scared,
exactly,
like a shaking animatronic? That should be a permanent attraction. In fact, I mean, that's what Scooby-Doo is. Like, it should be Scooby-Doo's haunted house.
I know. Or
like they did The Walking Dead in Hollywood. Give us Scooby-Doo here in Orlando.
And if you're not going to give it to us as a house, maybe do it as a dark ride.
There it is.
There you go.
Oh my god! And the attraction vehicles are little mystery machines.
Oh, brilliant!
Yeah,
brilliant. Yeah. That should be what goes in Toon Lagoon.
Yeah.
We're taking the cartoons, we're getting rid of that. The cartoons from comic books or newspapers, not comic books. Well, some of them turned into that, but we're taking classic cartoons from the 60s and 70s, and we're turning that into the new Toon Lagoon with Jetsons.
The Hanna-Barbera area. Yeah, exactly. The Jetsons area. Oh my gosh, that would be so cool.
I'm ready. I know.
Oh my god, the Jetsons is like a, it could even just be like a Dumbo ride and your little...
Like really, really, really simple in order to do that. But there's a lot to choose from. A wacky races
ride. You could get ribs in the Flintstone area.
Yeah, the Universal does not sell ribs anywhere currently. So...
No, not at all.
Not at all. But okay, well, that was a fun way to wrap this one up. So that is going to do it for this episode. So of course, if you need any more information on this show or any of the others on the Diz Unplugged podcast network, head over to disunplugged.com.
I thought you were going to say head over to the Winchester.
Yeah, or you can head over to the Winchester, get a pint. okay, pub.
Pub? Just save that for the very end, sorry.
Yeah, it's all good. It's all good. You can head over to disunplug.com, find links to our social media pages on Facebook, Twitter, here, there, and everywhere. If you're not following us on Facebook, maybe that's why you didn't know you could have asked a question for this.
Mm-hmm.
We gave you a chance. You did not choose to do it. Eric did. Twice.
Get it, Eric.
Go you, Eric. So, yeah, head over there. And then if you're watching this on YouTube, please hit that thumbs up or leave us comments down below about how much you love our costumes this year, because we put in the most minimal of efforts on them, and we want praise on it. So please go ahead and do that, as well as anything else that you might want to talk about down there, and make sure you are subscribed and sharing it as much as possible. And if you're listening to this on iTunes, make sure you are subscribed, rating, and reviewing us. So thank you very much to everyone out there. We really appreciate your listening, watching, however you consume this. We do appreciate that you do it. We hope you really, really love it. That's why we are doing it. And we hope everyone out there has a happy Halloween, a safe and happy Halloween.
Spooky.
Yes, and you cannot get not spooky by it, but safe, spooky, and fun Halloween. We hope everyone has it. But thank you again. Thank you, Ed, for being here with me. Now, why don't you say we go to the Winchester for a pub?
A pint? A pint.
Oh, sorry. I almost said the F word.
Fun.
Caught myself there. Fun. I almost said, should we go to the Winchester for a pub? Fun.
What do you want to do? I don't know.
Pint?
Pub?
Pub?
I think he says pub.
He does say pub.
Okay.
But they go to the pub for a pint.
Yeah, pint, yeah.
Gotta get a pint. So that's going to do it for this episode. We will be back with you again next week for another episode of the Diz Unplugged Universal Edition. But until then, remember, no resolutions.